expressed, and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Can't stand that guy. He's another. He's a member of the COD, the Confederacy of Dunces. Jim Cramer.
He must be in that video. That must have been him, huh?
Anyway, right. My name is Mark Kent. I'm your host. Once again, it's Sovereign Minds Sunday, and it's February 22nd. No, 24th. Gotcha.
Already.
Yeah, I knew.
No, it didn't get me. Wow. Hey, I'm just saying.
24th. Yeah, shut up. It's 2019, and again, my name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host for Sovereign Mind Radio, where we're fighting the new world odor. just saying. You can go to be playing Jay Giles Band. Ooh, that smell. Turn in your radio to 1460. I don't think the FM 96.5 is working.
I don't think it's up and running yet.
Sure
I don't know.
You know, Ashley? You know anything about that, Ashley?
The owners of the tower said that there was a power surge that knocked out the router, and so we aren't able to get our information from here to the tower. So we have all of our pieces of equipment working. Last I heard, the owners of the tower were working on getting that the router replaced so that we can...
So we don't really have a time frame, but we know it's going to be up and running at some point.
It's one piece, as I understand it, and so it should be soon.
Get a new router.
There's a router in the bathroom.
No, it's a router.
I made Ashley laugh. What's a router doing in the bathroom, Ashley?
I didn't put it there. I'm not
sure. Is that
sure.
A router router?
It is a router in the bathroom. I'm sitting there going,
it's not Hillary's, is it?
You know, this is like, you know,
it's been there
this
for
is like
a while.
Getting out worldwide.
That's cool. Where the Clintons keep theirs, in the bathroom.
Yeah, it's got HRC on the top of it.
We found the email.
In honor of baseball season. In honor of baseball season. And Red and I are both, you know, we're
okay,
ball
fans. Hold that thought.
Okay.
I got to get all the introductions in.
Oh, I'm sorry, buddy.
Yeah, hey.
We're just having too much fun.
You guys are getting ahead of yourselves here.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm Mark Kent. All the rest of these guys, who cares?
The rest don't matter.
I'm here in the studio.
It's cloudy outside today.
I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning, everyone.
And Ashley, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great gal.
Good morning.
Yay.
Yeah. Yay. And Red Smith, who's on an unfunded path to... I don't know, beekeeping heaven? I don't know where.
Yeah, beekeeping mushrooms.
Beekeeping.
What am I looking at, baby?
Are you feeding the mushrooms to the bees?
No, actually going to feed the apple trees to the bees, and the mushrooms grow in the old apple wood.
Oh. And then he comes
and then
out
you
and
eat the mushrooms.
And then he says, what's up?
It's such a lovely day in the neighborhood.
Would you like some honey and mushrooms?
Would you like some honey and mushrooms, my dear?
I'm glad we stayed with the introductions.
Well, anyway. Wow. Also, we have Terry Raposa with us from the great state of Jefferson. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning.
Good morning, my friend. Blah, blah.
Oh.
You stayed up all night, did you?
Another all-nighter.
So, go ahead with your announcements.
Oh, yes.
There you go. Linda's got some. Terry's got some.
Ladies first. Go ahead,
okay.
Linda.
There you go.
I want to remind everybody, we do have a gun show coming up March 2nd and 3rd. This is put on by Patrick Jones. We will be at the Holiday Inn this coming weekend. Doors open at 9 a.m. to 5 9 a.m. to 4 on Sunday. Come out and show support. It may be the last gun show that can really be put on with all the beautiful laws that California has coming down, you know. So
California dreaming.
Yeah, so come out and show support. We will be out there, and you never know.
Bring your...
You're able to buy ammo still, so, you know, that's an important... For now.
Without a background check.
Without a background check and spending lots of money on top of the ammo.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Of course, it could be Oregon where they're looking at letting you have a whole, what, 15 or 20 rounds a month?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're going to cap the limit of ammo you can buy up there.
They're so benevolent to us, serfs.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. So it's a good way to spend the weekend and show support.
Keep talking, and you're going to get a rant out of me here anytime.
We'll just keep priming the pump.
Well, tomorrow night, Monday, February 25th, we have Stephanie Bridget, who is the Shasta County District Attorney. She'll be speaking at the Reading Patriots meeting at 6 p.m. It's at 2570 South Bonneview Road. She's going to talk about the new Chronic Offender Accountability Program. No matter where you are in whatever county you're in, you probably are running into the same issue of the same guys getting arrested and then getting let out 10 minutes later.
Yeah, be arrested 10 minutes after.
Yeah, and 10 minutes after.
Well, there's no money in it that way.
Well put, my friend. Anyway, they've put together a program called the Chronic Offender Accountability Program, and she's going to talk about that tomorrow night. Also, we have a call on Jefferson tonight. Okay, we have a conference call. The conference call number is 1-408-638-0986. Access code 989-704-2586, pound or hashtag. Again, that number is 1-408-638-0986. Access code 989-704-2586, pound or hashtag. If you want to know what's going on in Jefferson, get on the call. And that's one thing. I'm looking at my three comrades here, and I'll tell you what, these folks are involved. I know that my good friend here, Mark Kent, was talking about this stuff when I first met him in 2009, made the comments about, gee whiz, you know, we need to get prepared, we need to be watching what's going on, and with all the things that have happened here in California, even the natural disasters, or maybe not so natural, you know, it was good advice. One last announcement, and that is that coming March the 4th, we will be having a candidate debate in Redding, California, at 2570 South Bonneview Road. That's a Monday night. It's the great candidate debate for District 1, the Senate seat that was vacated by Ted Gaines. And we'll be having...
Ted who?
Yeah, that's right, Ted who?
Yeah.
Ted who?
Yeah, Ted
that who? Guy. Anyway...
Is he from Idaho? Hoodaho?
He could be.
I know.
I'm not sure.
We have... anyway, it's you can come meet the candidates. It'll be at 6 p.m. Kevin Kiley will be there. Brian Daly, Theodore DeZuba, and Rex Heim. And, oh, by the way, those gentlemen should be calling in, all of them, today to this program.
All
because
right.
I know that Red Smith, in particular, has some very interesting questions he's going to ask, as does Mark Kent. Now, one last thing on this debate. You may have to drive a little ways. Okay? We all drive a little ways or a long ways. We all go to do this for liberty. What's liberty worth to you? So... really and truly, if you've got to come up and you're in one of those 11 counties, 6 o'clock, March the 4th, Monday night.
It'd be a good time for people to bring up their young children. I mean, you know, the ones that are just going into the voting block so they can kind of see the way it's supposed to work with debates.
Okay.
I'm just saying, get the information out.
Okay. Now, I was listening to you on the way in. And this Render Under Caesar just about had me flipped out. I was ready to pull out of the car and do something. Hit something. This is the most taken out of context passage in the Bible,
absolutely,
in my humble opinion. It's absolutely ridiculous to go, oh, Render Under Caesar, pay the tax. Because you read the whole thing. Read the whole thing. It says, this is, I'm reading, and I've got 10 translations here. This is Mark 12:15. Should we pay the tax or shouldn't we? And Jesus knew their hypocrisy. Or, why are you trying to trap me? Why are you trying to test me? Because they were trying to get him to say he didn't pay the tax so that he would have broken the law.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Jesus was not afraid to break the law.
It wasn't about breaking. He was not. He was perfect. He couldn't break the law. So what he said was, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, and render unto God what is God's. And are we not sovereign citizens in America, see, we don't have a Caesar anymore. In fact, if we are the Caesars, we are the sovereigns, we are the ones who we render our tax to voluntarily. Okay, this isn't about paying a, you know, that's a total cop out to just not address the situation of paying the taxes out. Because if it was Caesar and we lived back in the days of Jesus, he was the sovereign. And remember what he said, you know, a little thing about escaping from Egypt, never let yourselves be enslaved again type thing. Are we still enslaved? Are we enslaved to a non-existent Caesar that we have to pay the tax ill?
You think?
Involuntarily? Mm-hmm. To do evil with? See, this is a total cop-out on the part of the churches so that they don't have to deal with the fact that by paying the tax, if you're funding Satan, for example, Planned Parenthood, then you don't have to stand up and deal with it like you should if you were a man with two hind legs.
Well, I think that you made – that's great points, Mark. And, you know, is Caesar and God equal? Of course not. And,
no.
You know, and I know you and I have talked about this, and Mark really has a – I mean, it's encouraging to see people that want to stand for what is right. But the problem is that the pastors are not – there are not. Why aren't they talking about this stuff? It's okay for
some of them are.
Some are.
One or two.
There's
two of them.
There's a couple.
Who? Terry.
Terry Oxley.
Oh, there's one.
I know our friend down at the Embassy of God is a strong supporter. There's two. Yeah.
Who?
I can't think of it.
Okay, well, I mean, here's the deal. Well,
you know
Mike,
who I'm talking about?
Mike Clary, but he's retired.
No.
Is it the guy down south?
The guy down south. His name is completely escaping me.
Oh. The one out of, like, Clear Lake or somewhere?
No, at the embassy campus where we've held all the
Dave Bryant.
Thank you.
Yeah, Dave Bryant. He's an incredible man, a wonderful man of God. But point being is that, you know, we need to stand up and talk to the pastors here. I mean, you know, the real deal is that, you know, I can remember going to church about 10 years ago and being in a service where everybody got scolded for not paying their taxes if they didn't. You know, you have to render under Caesar. And it's like, seriously? Of course, the guy had become a pastor, but he had been a government worker.
Well, who was questioning? Okay, let's get to who was questioning Jesus about this? Was it the people or was it the Sadducees?
It was the Sadducees.
Oh, yeah. The guys who were going against God's law by taking control of the people through the tax money and the Romans.
Well, the thing that gets me is in these other countries, Christianity is alive and well, and they're willing to sacrifice and persevere. I mean, in China, there's Christian missionaries that are in hiding trying to distribute Bibles. They're baptizing people under bridges at night and in the depths of darkness to do the work of God. And we're sitting here, and a lot of people, we've got our pastors saying, oh, just sit back and follow the law and don't worry about it, and God will take care of it.
See, what they wanted him to say was, I don't pay the tax, because then they could say you've broken the law, and then they could take him right then and there to jail. That's what this whole thing was about, okay? And it wasn't his time yet. So he came back with an answer, said that, you know, basically, why are you trying to trap me, you know, and why are you putting me to this test? And that's when he said, render under Caesar what is Caesar's and what is God is God. So if God says never have yourself be enslaved again after you've been freed, are you supposed to still pay the tax to Caesar? Answer me that one.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
You know, the whole point is that it's I know that I had a talk with an elder from a church, and we had discussed the fact that if we have a situation where and I'll be really quick with this because we probably have to go to a break. I can see, see with my back turned, I can see Ashley.
I just have one more point.
It was one of these.
I have one more point.
Okay, go ahead and give your point, and then I'll give mine.
He said, whose image is on the coin?
Right.
Caesar.
Right.
Have you looked at our coins lately? Whose images are on our coins? George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln. Were they Caesars, or were they our presidents who were duly elected in a democratic constitutional republic? So should we render to those guys, or are we sovereign citizens?
I think
anyway,
we're going to have to render unto Ashley.
We
are
going to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
secret, to know it can make you whole. It's not just a game of notes, it's the sounds inside your soul. The magic of a melody runs through you like a stream. Notes that play flow through your head like a dream.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m. and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station.
Coming to the Cascade Theater March 13th on the Trail of Big Cats. Follow photographer Steve Winter around the world as he searches for rare and dangerous tigers, leopards, and other giant cats. He'll share his images on the big screen along with terrifying and lighthearted stories of his adventures. Plus, Turtle Bay will be on hand with some wild surprises of their own. March 13th at the Cascade. Tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Stop while we're ahead. So does anybody even know what slavery is anymore?
Well, yeah.
Go ahead.
I'd like to just finish up my thought. Anyway, I was talking to an elder at a church, and the comment was that, you know, when Obama was elected and all these crazy things were happening, he said, well, you know, the thing is that we have to obey, and we have to follow what the president does. And I said, we do. And he goes, yeah. And he goes, that's biblical. I go, where is it biblical that must mean that Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego are the three biggest sinners in history, because they told Nebuchadnezzar, no way, man, I am not going to bow down in front of that golden statue. You can throw me in that furnace, and guess what? They didn't get burned. Point being is that there's such a misconception. And also one other thing I want to bring up, I know Red's going to love this one. That is the pre-tribulation rapture theology. In other words, here's the deal. Not to say that's wrong or right or indifferent, but here's the deal. Don't worry about it. It's okay. Mm-hmm. Let go and let God. Don't worry about it. Don't fuss your head about it. I mean, I had one guy tell me, who was an elder in a church at a great big men's breakfast. He walks over and puts his arm on my shoulder and goes, you know, we could get raptured right now. Well, we could, because God could do whatever he wants. It's like, but that must mean that we just really don't have to worry about anything, do we? Or not, maybe worry is the wrong word. Be concerned or stand up for what's right. And that particular confusion is just mind-blowing. What say you, Red?
It's just, to me, it's a higher form of nonsense. I mean, you could distill that argument down to, why do I bother to clean or feed myself? Why don't I just sit there and wait for God to take care of me? You know, why do I have to do anything?
Doesn't God use people?
Yes.
Isn't that what he's always done?
Is the Bible not filled with martyrs that stood against unjust laws? You know, I mean, what would these pastors say if we're in 1939 Germany and they're watching people disappear on the streets? Oh, don't worry about it. Just sit there. You just follow the law, right?
Well,
because that's what God would have wanted.
Here, I want to do this definition of slavery. Slavery is any system in which the principles of property law are applied to people, allowing individuals to own, buy, sell another. So that's the slavery that most of us think of, is somebody owning somebody else. Mm-hmm. But let's take a look at debt bondage, also known as debt slavery or bonded labor. Is the pledge of a person's services a security for the repayment of a debt or other obligation where the terms of repayment are not clearly or reasonably stated, and the person who is holding the debt and thus some has control over the labor does not intend to ever admit the debt has ever been repaid? Can you say $22 trillion? Gee, does
that say we're living that now?
So if I have to pay my taxes and render under Caesar what is his, and I can never repay this debt because it keeps growing exponentially because there's a group of people that are counterfeiting the money, buying treasuries and lending it to us at interest, so that the debt never, ever gets smaller. It continues to get larger and larger and larger. And right now on the U.S. debt clock, every taxpayer in America owes $1 million plus to pay back this debt. Now, is that impossible? Is it mathematically impossible to pay the debt back? Yes.
Yeah.
So, does that mean that you might be enslaved forever and your children be enslaved forever to this thing called the bank?
Yeah, Mark, you know, that's a great point. And, you know, we didn't even take into account on that the unfunded liability.
Yeah, no,
I mean, let's just use Reading.
Actually, no, I did.
Oh, you did? Is that part of the $22 trillion?
No. It's not part of the $22 trillion. I didn't give you the total figure, which is $223 trillion or whatever it is.
Oh, my gosh.
But the $1 million that each taxpayer owes, it's actually over $1 million. According to the USDebtClock.org, which I was looking at yesterday, it's over $1 million that each taxpayer in America owes in repayment right now to the debt.
Wow.
All of them combined.
And who do we have to repay?
Let's see. It goes back to the government, who then pays the interest back to the banking institution called the Federal Reserve, is not federal and has no reserves because it's like as Federal Express. And then they get to, crank the money out of nowhere, out of the treasury via buying the treasury notes. They write a check with absolutely no backing. There's zero on deposit in the Federal Reserve. They write a check and that instructs the treasury to print the money up so they can buy the bonds, so that, they can lend us the money to fund our government and interest, and everybody just goes, yeah, that's okay. I don't mind being in debt forever.
Well, can't we start a business doing that, buddy? Why can't we start a business?
If we
put that against the law?
If we put on our green eyeshade and went down and rolled up our sleeves into the basement and started and cranking out money, then the FBI, probably the Secret Service, because they're in charge of the money thing, they don't like competition. They really hate this competition thing, especially when it comes to money printing. And so then you get to go to, Folsom or San Quentin or someplace, and then you get to take remedial license plates manufacturing so that you can or leather craft so that you can sell wallets down at their little gift shop, and so you get put away for a long time. Just saying.
Something just doesn't seem right about that system. There's something off. There.
Yeah, you know, when they let everybody go, then they just expanded the plantation is what it is. See, this is just a way of expanding the plantation so everybody gets to become a debt slave. And if you're at the top, that's good business. And are there any people that are recipients of that receive stuff on the side and funding? And, you know, you go to Congress and you end up coming out a millionaire, even though your salary is only a couple $100,000 a year. Oh, $250,000 a year. And what's Pelosi worth now? $10 million? I don't know.
More than that, I think.
Whatever it is. But, you know, you go to Washington and become a millionaire. Do you think that's all coming from their salaries?
And wise investing.
Dun, dun, dun!
Yeah. She was just really smart.
What is Gaines got? 12 houses?
Yeah.
He's got 12 houses, I think.
Yeah, you get to have fund all these little projects, and you get to have legislation.
That's a great credit score.
Oh, yeah.
The thing that's always got me is they're so crappy with our money, yet they're so magnificent with theirs.
Because,
how does that work?
Because we are better than you, and you are not.
Oh.
It's like the old Chevy Chase. I'm Chevy Chase, and you're not.
Yeah, maybe if they used our money for projects and investments like they do in their private lives.
I got an idea. I got the perfect project. We can start a high-speed railway between Fresno and Modesto and have an $88 billion debacle that we fund all of our cronies with, and it just doesn't go anywhere. But poof, the money just disappears. I'm under the water.
Well, now they want to do an Autobahn. Did you see that? Now they want to build an Autobahn down there.
Only two lanes.
Pretty soon, it's going to be Mr. Walker and Mr. Wheeler.
And I guess with that, we need to go to a break. So you've been listening to Sovereign Minds. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KZNR.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
The sun was shining, I was laying in bed, wondering if she'd changed it all, if her hair was still red. Her folks, they said our lives together sure was gonna be rough,
They never did like Mama's homemade dress. Papa's bank book wasn't big enough. And I was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on my shoes. Heading out for the East Coast, Lord knows I paid some dues. Getting through, tangled up in blue.
Yeah, I think we're tangled up in blue, all right.
I'm tangled up in a lot of things.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a whole bunch of blue cities all across the country that seem to have all the populations that are tangled up.
Well, it seems like we have our first candidate calling in here.
Good job.
Nice.
Theodore DeZuba. Theodore, are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning.
You're on the air.
All right.
Hey.
So I'll keep it clean.
We won't.
Yeah, don't worry about that. I mean,
that's the other show, not this one.
Yeah, we got Ashley. I knew she's over there practicing her martial arts. She is the queen of ninja warrior censorship. So she hovers over the button. It's amazing. Yeah. I mean, she does katas.
Good thing that radio has a delay. Anyway, Theodore, why don't you tell us a little bit of about yourself and that you're running. We know you're running for state senate, District 1. Are you from El Dorado County?
I live in Placerville in El Dorado County, and I'm running for state senate because I want to end illegal immigration in California.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can do that. What would you do as far as the legislation? How would you introduce legislation, and what exactly would you do to end it? What would be your process?
Well, look, everybody knows that conservatives are not in a very strong position in the legislature. And if we want to end this at the state level, it's going to take a long time because we have to go out there and we have to get more conservatives elected to the legislature. And that's probably a 10-year process. But there's plenty that we can do in the short term to start fighting back. So here in El Dorado County, our sheriff and our district attorney have managed to opt out of the sanctuary state. And they've done that by making our arrest records and our release date public information so that while they're not technically coordinating with immigration authorities, they're just making this information public.
Oh, it's kind of like an in-run.
Exactly.
So how does that affect your position as a state senator if you were to win?
Well, it's a matter of supporting other conservatives and other Republicans in other counties all over the state, because even though I want to work to solve this long term and to get more Republicans elected so we can change the law statewide in the near term to protect our public safety, what we've really got to do is start focusing on these local races.
Do you genuinely believe that there's a long-term game to be had in California, especially when you're looking at, trying to elect more conservatives? And we're hemorrhaging conservative voters in the hundreds of thousands a year. The position of conservatives in the Republican Party in the state weakens daily. How is there a long-term game to be had here?
Yeah, Chad Mays is a pretty good example of that. He'll be the next one to defect. I don't know if you know him or not, but he'll be the next guy to go. And I guess that Steve Frank has been a bit of a prophet in stating two weeks ago on our program here that, we probably would lose another five Republicans on the assembly side, and we have lost one from San Diego, and also the Republicans are now, it looks like they're going to lose Chad May. But I guess here's the question we have for you. This is all fine and dandy with the counties and all that, and I get that, and that's basically, with all due respect, a bit of a placation. I'll tell you why I think it is. The reason it is because that's not your jurisdiction or your position. Your position is to introduce legislation and to make sure that you're voicing the will of the people. Why not just arrest Becerra and
at least file a criminal complaint.
And file a criminal complaint using Title 8, Code Section 1324, which specifically states it's a felony to harbor or shield an illegal alien. Now, the mayor of Oakland did that. Why isn't anybody talking about just filing charges as far as breaking the law goes? It's clearly breaking the law.
Well, look, I can say this. So we Republicans and we conservatives, the only way that we're going to make meaningful progress in California is by all starting to row in the same direction. Now, I look at the other candidates in this race. all extremely well-qualified folks.
Theodore. Yes. We're going to stay on track on this program. When I ask you a question, with all due respect, I kind of want an answer in a response to what I just asked you. Why is it, or would you, and why is it that no one has filed a criminal complaint against Becerra, against Brown, against De Leon, against the mayor of Oakland, on a Title VIII, Code Section 1324 of the United States Code? That's breaking the law. So that's my question.
Are they subject to, do we have two sets of laws here? Is there a two-tier system, right. I guess?
So that's the question. But so what's your thought on that?
Yeah, go ahead and answer.
I don't have an answer for you. That is a good question. It does seem to me that the politicians in Sacramento, the Democrats, are running afoul of the law, right? That they are choosing to usurp the federal constitution, and in the process go back on their oath that they took to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States of America. Now, how we go about solving that,
I wonder if the new AG that's coming in, if somebody actually contacted him and asked him to what the process would be to file a criminal complaint against these guys for not following the law, if someone would do that and at least find out what their answer was.
I mean, that is a good question. Like, I'm not a lawyer. I think that's something that's a
we're not lawyers either. The law. You know, the thing is that if you know, it's just like you talked about the Constitution. I did ask one of the candidates. We had a very lengthy conversation. I did ask him if he's going to take an oath to the California Constitution. Has he read it? Have you read it? You're going to take an oath to it. Yeah, you're going to take an oath to it. Yeah. Have you read it?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, then when you look at Article 3, Section 1, you can see that you also have an argument there. Isn't that correct as far as the immigration that you feel so passionate about? Isn't that a direct argument?
Well, I tell people this. Look, I'm an American first and a Californian second. The Constitution of the United States of America is the supreme law of the land. And there are places where that conflicts with California law and the California
Not Article 3, Section 1.
Well, I think that's a kind of a misnomer as
and
well.
There is
let me address the Supremacy Clause. It's the supreme law of the land as long as the states don't subvert the enumerated powers that have been delegated to it. And so that's the real thing on the Supremacy Clause, is that we have to follow the federal constitution unless they start breaking the laws of, taking our guns away and taking our freedom of speech away. Then it's no longer the Supremacy Clause no longer applies. And at the same time, at the state level, if they are breaking the rules and they are still subject to the contract they signed when the Constitution was created, the fact is that they can't take our guns away. They can't subvert our freedom of speech. They can't put us into servitude through debt slavery, not legally. They seem to be doing it. Again, we all need to follow the Constitution, and the states don't seem to be doing that at this point. Not all the states, like California is obviously one of them, but I still can't understand why we can't file a criminal complaint.
That's a good question. I'm not a criminal attorney. I don't have a good answer for you on that.
Well, you just even proved your own point as far as the Constitution goes. If you know Article 1, Section 8, Clause 4, states that we have given the federal government, we've given them the position of
enumerated powers
of enumerated power of naturalization, okay, which is immigration. And when I mentioned Article 3, Section 1 of the California Constitution, asked you if you'd read it or not, because you were talking about getting rid of the sanctuary situation that we have here. I mean, that would be, you said you read it. Well, if you read it, it's right there. Article 3, Section 1 specifically states that California recognizes the United States Constitution as the supreme law of the land, and California is an inseparable part of that, which means that they have to adhere to and they agree with, as you just said.
And they're supposed to guarantee
a republic.
They're
supposed to guarantee a republic, right. Yeah. Okay, but the point is that they it's the same. They agree with Article 1, Section 8, Clause 4. It's two total agreements. So now you have an oath of office because of the Constitution, both of California, which you would have to take if you were to win, and the United States Constitution, that's the deal. I mean, so you have it right there. So that's what they could be speaking up about. And I've talked to Brian Daly about this, and I talked to Rex Heim about this, and I talked to Kevin Kiley over dinner about this. So I think that the point is that what we're looking for is somebody who actually can do something, not agree with us, but do something. What say you, sir?
Well, give him a chance to answer. Yeah, give him a chance. Let's not beat him up. We're on the same team. Don't get us wrong. We're just trying to find some answers here. So go ahead and answer, Theodore.
No, like if we're going to do something about it, we've got to start running in the same direction. It really is that simple. All right, this is you're talking one seat in the state Senate out of 40.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then,
well, I guess my question would be then is that are you going to get up there and use the bully pulpit to support our position, which is we're looking for a constitutional state split for one, and getting rid of the sanctuary cities and illegal immigration are all things that we're for, and we're for our gun rights and all of that. But would you support a state split that was constitutionally done? You know, whether you can get it done or not is not necessarily the issue as much as will you introduce legislation to show us that you're, you know, in support of the state of Jefferson?
So I can tell you what I will do is this, is as Republicans, if we are serious about getting representation back in Sacramento, and if we are serious about getting our fair share of what's going on in California, then we have to start supporting each other. And that means raising money for other Republicans. It means getting involved in races where we could flip a district. And generally,
district.
It means all of us looking at the same targets. And that's not happening right now.
It is. And that's a good point, Theodore. I mean, we agree with you, but here's the real deal. The bottom line in the silver bullet everybody's looking for is representation. Article 4, Section 4, United States Constitution. Mm-hmm. How in the world can you say, by electing more Republicans, that gives anybody representation when you have only 40 senators for 40 million people and 80 assemblymen for 40 million people, when that was capped in 1862 and substantiated by the Constitution of 1879, in 1862, when that was capped at 40 and 80, we had 417,000 people. We've added 35.5 million people, and the representation is still the same. Now, if you look at a model like New Hampshire, so how in the world is getting more Republicans do anything if we don't have adequate representation for all people?
And to be perfectly honest, sir, I mean, the response is we've asked you, what are you going to do for our Senate district and state? And basically your response is we the people need to elect more Republicans. How is that what you're going to do?
Because I'm going to get out there and I'm going to help other Republicans get elected.
Well, we need to bully pulpit. Would you be willing to introduce legislation? I know Gallagher tried something and he did try to get more representation and he got shot down in committee, James Gallagher. So I guess the point is that would you be willing to put in a bill to get an amendment to increase representation for all Californians? Would you be willing to do that?
That's something you got to put to the voters. That's something you've got to do as a statewide ballot initiative if you want to change how the republic works fundamentally like that.
No, it isn't. No. Because if you look at a situation with an initiative, okay, we're talking about an initiative for an amendment, okay, it still can be introduced. And well mm-hmm. would you introduce an initiative?
Do you want to be right? Or do you want to be king? Right. So look.
What I want is an answer. If we're going to be that way, what I want is an answer.
I'm getting there. So about 10 years ago, I was in a motorcycle accident, and anybody who's been on the two wheels will tell you being right doesn't make you any less dead. So if we really want to get fair representation back, mm-hmm. look at how governors are elected in California, right? If you're a Republican who shows up at the top of the ticket you get about 40% of the vote just for showing up, just for getting your name on the ballot. And that 40%, you can think of that as the number of folks who will vote for conservative values in California. And we see that echoed across ballot initiatives that are more conservative-minded. We see it, again, across the governor's election. But we don't see it in the legislature, not by a long shot. Right? We are in a super minority. So in the sense of California being a republic, if we want to bring back fair representation, that's the number that we're looking for. And that's the number that the Democrats actually have to contend with until the tides start turning in California, until more liberals start leaving because they realize the state's too expensive.
Well, you know, here's another thing, kind of not changing the subject too much, but we know there's a lot of voter fraud. We need to get voter ID, which it looks like they're going to introduce legislation at the federal level for that. Do you think that the elections are so are skewed to the point where we can't get a Republican elected at this point?
No, absolutely not. It just takes organization, to be honest. It takes getting folks out there to vote. Right? Look at this district. Look at Senate District 1. We got close to a million people in this district. A million. Right, and yeah, we got one senator for all those people, and that's a problem, right? And I don't think you guys would disagree with me on that one.
It's the biggest problem.
Yeah,
but without a doubt, but agreed by everyone.
I'll tell you what a bigger problem is. A bigger problem is that only 15 to 20% of the people are going to show up to vote in this election.
Hmm. Well, you know, and I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that when you vote, Ted Gaines probably came up here 5 times. He was like a ghost. I mean, he was standing with Brian Daly at an event, and people were wondering who the guy in the plaid shirt was next to Daly. And those are some of the things. But again, we have had no question about that. I mean, from our congressmen, from many congressmen, representation is the silver bullet, Theodore. If we don't have adequate representation, nothing else matters. How can one senator adequately represent, no matter which side of the aisle you're on, a million people? Do you know it's 300 times worse than any other state? And you're saying that we have to get more Republicans elected in the 40 seats? We're going to lose another one. We're going to lose Chad Mays, probably. And so on the Republican side, which will bring the assemblyman down to, what, 18 out of 80?
And the other thing, Theodore, I understand where you're saying is, you know, only 15 to 20% of the people that are coming out to vote. But there's some things to be done on our elected officials end to reverse that, too, is we need somebody that'll energize the base. We need somebody that'll polarize the fight, that'll stand up and say the things that'll need to be said, that people get behind and support. I mean, for us up here, we've been burned out. Our economy's been destroyed. We've been kicked out of our forests. We've been kicked out of our mines. We've been kicked out of our streams. We've watched our neighbors burn to the ground, and nothing happens. And when we ask our elected officials, how are you going to help us? Well, you guys need to get out and vote more. We'll stand up and take a stand and be somebody we can get behind.
And I'm only one guy in 11 counties. I rest my case.
I mean, really, the replies that we get out of most of our people running, we could elect a chimp wearing a diaper and have the same effect.
Anyway,
we need to go to a break. Yeah, so if you want to call in and have a question or comment for our guest, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Winter is coming.
At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil, delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
Vintage Public House in downtown Reading invites you in to experience their newly remodeled restaurant, now featuring your favorite classic cocktails, Sunday brunch, and more. A gooey, delicious addition on the menu for the month of February. Five featured grilled cheese sandwiches, from jalapeno candied bacon to a mac and cheese grilled cheese. Vintage Public House now offers Sunday brunch with tasty brunch offerings, patio dining, mimosas, Bloody Marys, and more. Vintage Public House. For more information, follow on Facebook or check out their website, VintageReading.com. Located at the corner of Market and Sacramento, across from the Cascade Theater.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future. And Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College. More possibilities.
What we do here at Sovereign Minds, I hope we don't offend anybody, but we want to try to get to the tough questions. So
we would just want truthful, honest answers to what somebody's going to do for us.
But I want to say something about the chat room. Okay, I just posted on the chat room where are the other candidates. They're supposed to be calling in. I think we have Kevin Kiley on the phone. Or we did. Maybe we didn't have.
He's going to be calling in at the top of the hour.
Okay, he's calling in at the top of the hour. So I put on here where are the other candidates. And then after that, I put four question marks, and I got banned from the chat room.
I did the same, except I didn't put any question marks, and it said because I was trying to spam the whole group.
Putting four question marks is now an illegal activity according to the chat room.
It actually banned me as well.
I believe the question mark may be gender indicative, and then therefore.
Oh, is that what it is?
Really?
Oh, it's okay.
So, Theodore, we will see you tomorrow night.
No.
I mean, March Monday 4th. Night.
March 4th. Hey, we really appreciate you coming in here and taking the heat, Theodore. You know, we don't mean to be, you know, this isn't an attack zone, but at the same time, as if you can't tell, we're a little frustrated up here in the North State because we're getting kind of tired. I mean, whether it's taking away our guns or our ammunition, you know,
our lives.
Right. Yeah.
But you should be frustrated.
We will see you on March the 4th. At the candidates debate here at 2570 Bonneview Road, and that will be on March the 4th at 6 o'clock. And we'll see you then because we're getting the high sign here that we only have a minute.
They're going to cut us off at the top of the hour, and we've got more people coming on. Hey. But thanks again,
Theodore. Thanks a lot, Theodore. We appreciate it.
And you've been listening to KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders tells the Salem Radio Network that Democrats are now just playing politics with that new resolution that would block President Trump's emergency declaration aimed at building a border wall.
We all know that the only reason that they're against this is because they're against the president, and they would rather put partisan politics ahead of our country's national security and ahead of what is most important when it comes to protecting the border.
The showdown over the resolution could result in Mr. Trump's first ever veto. Officials in some eastern Kentucky counties declaring emergencies due to heavy flooding and mudslides. McGoffin County issued a declaration late last night asking residents to stay off the roads unless an emergency is occurring and to seek higher ground if need be. Martin, Jackson, and Johnson counties also declared states of emergency due to the flooding this weekend. Yet another way that somebody might be spying on you. The new seat-back entertainment systems in some airliners operated by American and Singapore Air have cameras in them. Those cameras are pointed at you.
I think right now if you're on American or United or Delta or Singapore or some other airline and you're sitting in a premium seat, and you see what you think might be a camera opening on that entertainment system in front of you, and you're worried about your privacy, well, you might want to just slap a piece of tape over that camera lens.
AP airline writer David Koenig. Pope Francis has closed out his extraordinary summit on preventing priest sex abuse today by vowing to confront abusers with, quote, the wrath of God. He's also promising to end the cover-ups by their superiors and prioritize the victims of what he calls brazen, aggressive, and destructive evil. He delivered his remarks at the end of a mass before 190 Catholic bishops. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
Mexican federal auditors say they found $167 million in mismanagement and questionable expenses at a now-canceled project to build a new Mexico City airport.
President Andrés Manuel López Obrador has been criticized for canceling the $13 billion project, which was about half-built. López Obrador contends the project was unnecessary, mismanaged, and environmentally questionable. The federal auditor's office said, quote, there was no integrated plan for the project, which led to deficiencies and limitations. The office said only about $1.4 million of the misspent money had been recovered.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Health care is a top issue for American voters, and Congress may actually be moving toward doing something this year to address the high cost of prescription drugs. High on the list is capping out-of-pocket costs for participants in Medicare's popular Part D prescription drug program. News and analysis at townhall.com. From Florida comes the story of the petty thief who treated his valuable haul like nothing more than small change.
After stealing tens of thousands of dollars worth of collectible coins, police in Palm Beach County say the thief ran many of them through grocery store change machines that returned just a fraction of their true value. The Palm Beach Post reports 20-year-old suspect told investigators he stole the commemorative presidential dollar coins and other items from a North Palm Beach office in December. The coins, valued at $33,000. Rich Thomason reporting.
Today is Sunday, February the 24th, and a birthday for some famous people, including opera singer Renata Scotto, 85 years old today. Former Senator Joseph Lieberman, the independent from Connecticut, is 77. Actor Barry Bostwick turned 74, and news anchor Paula Zahn has 63 candles on her cake. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Second hour now, and the fun never stops here.
When boy, keeping it real goes it. Wrong.
Yeah, that's right. We were just looking up one of the Democratic contenders.
The only one, right?
Silky.
She's the only one running on the Democrat.
Yeah, I don't think. Steve Baird's another candidate, but I think he withdrew.
He withdrew, yeah. So yeah. He's not on the ballot. He's on the ballot, but he couldn't pay to get off it or something.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But
he's not running.
That's what he said.
Okay. Yeah.
And then we got Silky, who's for, I don't know. She's
a German socialist.
Wow.
Slightly left of Karl Marx, it looks like, from what I'm seeing. But
she is. She's a kraut socialist.
So, your name is Silky. Mm-hmm. Would you like a cigarette?
All I know is that she's shaking her head a little bit. We do have a caller on the line.
We
do
have a caller.
We forgot about a caller.
We've got a couple callers.
We got a couple callers.
Yeah, we do.
First, Kevin, hang on. We're going to go right to Dave.
To Dave. From Tahoe.
You're on
Good
the air,
morning.
Dave.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
What can we do for you?
Yeah, my question is for Kevin Kiley. I'm reading on his website that he's involved with Doug Ossie in a cattle company in some capacity. I was just wondering what that is, and you could explain more about it.
Oh, well, then we'll go to him right
on.
Now.
Yeah, let's go to him right now.
We'll ask him.
We have Kevin Kiley on the line, I believe.
Ashley's
sir, are you there?
He's working on it, and he should be there. Good
hey,
morning, Kevin.
Hey, Kevin, how you doing?
Good morning. Doing well. How are you?
Good. We have a caller that has a question for you.
This is Dave from Tahoe. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, hey, how you doing, Kevin? I'm looking at your website here, and I see that you were involved with Doug Ossie in some capacity with a cattle company. Could you just explain a little more detail as to what that is and how you got involved with that?
Sure, yeah. It's something we started last year. It's a small company. We got still growing, and it was a great business opportunity and a way to get more hands-on experience with small business. And, industry is really important to the region.
Well, I mean, are you a rancher, or what does the business do?
Yes, yeah, small business. We raise cattle, and then we think there's a market for size in the Sacramento area, and then we sell them.
Well, thanks for your time.
All good right.
Luck.
Very good.
All right. Thanks for calling
thanks,
in. We appreciate it.
So, Kevin, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Are we on speakerphone? Because we're having a hard time picking you up here. Do you have us on speakerphone?
Yeah, I can take you off.
Yeah, we just want to make sure that, that you're...
How's this?
That's
perfect.
Way better.
Good job. Okay, anyway, a couple questions is, number one, what's your position in... where you're going to go as far as representation in the state, and what's your solution to increase representation? I know you and I have talked before about that really being the silver bullet. What's your position there?
Well, my position is 100% in line with yours, I think, in the sense that California has just about the worst representation, or definitely the worst representation of any state in the country. As you've mentioned before, we're looking at a ratio of constituents to representatives. It's about, I think it's over three times worse than the next closest state. Mm-hmm. And then you couple that with, the constitutional rule, that has come, from the U.S. Supreme Court that has, created vast, disparities by region in terms of representation. And it's at the root of all of the problems that we've seen develop in California over the last several decades, and why many folks in the North State feel disenfranchised by our current system.
Well, to have adequate representation, I think, and we talked about this before, would probably be approximately one assemblyman for every 10,000, something like that, if you went there. That would be, what, 4,000 representatives? How do we do that? We go to the state split, and I know Red has a question about where you stand on the state split, because how do we adequately represent people with 40 million people without making the situation being smaller? That's smaller states.
Yeah, you know, that's the tricky part of it, is that, we have a state of 40 million people, and yet we have the exact same number of representatives as we had when the state started. And, as you say, if we wanted to have districts that are really more the optimal size, it would lead to an unmanageable sized legislature. So I think that, short of the solution that ultimately the state of Jefferson wants, which is to create a new state, I do think that it's time for the state of California to examine the issue of how big our districts are and whether there's a way to make them smaller in terms of the number of people while not creating sort of an unmanageably large legislative body. So, I mean, if you look at the next four states, Florida, New York, probably Texas, and I don't know what the next one is, Pennsylvania maybe, and you look at sort of what is the median ratio of constituents to representatives, we would sort of be more in line with that if we had an assembly of, maybe like 250 and a Senate of 100. Now, that wouldn't be ideal. We'd still have districts that are really big, but, I'm just throwing numbers out. But I think it's something that the state needs to actually start thinking seriously about. We have not revisited this question since the founding of California. And I think that, I've seen it myself. The way our system operates now is a recipe for dominance by special interests, because you have, enormous number of people that each person represents, and people feel disconnected from the representatives, and so special interests are able to come in and fill that vacuum.
Well, then that sounds to me like you do support the state of Jefferson. Would you be willing to introduce legislation to that effect?
Well, I think I've been pretty clear that I am, a huge supporter of the movement of the state of Jefferson community, and I want to work on solutions to create better and fairer representation.
Well, you can't.
Jefferson community.
The thing is that how about the federal model then? We used to have one senator per county. Okay, we had one senator per county, and then Reynolds versus Sims in 1964, after Baker versus Carr, et cetera, many other court cases changed that. And now, as you know, Los Angeles has 11 senators, and we have one for 11 counties, which is one of the seat you're running for. So my question is, why not just introduce legislation to go to the federal model, where every senator, just like we have in the United States, every county has one senator?
Because I think what we'd like to see is somebody use the bully pulpit to inform the rest of the community that this movement is viable and that it is, it is not going away anytime soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, as you say, that's what we used to have, and it is the federal model that you have
until 1966
government, where you have where you have one house that is aims for parity by region, and the other that aims for parity by population, and that model has worked pretty well on the federal level. But you had a court case that said states aren't allowed to do it the same way, which led to this vast redistribution of power.
It actually never said that.
Regions that are less populated into the urban centers of the state, like L.A. and San Francisco. So I think that there's a very good sense in the way the federal model was set up. And I know that one of the strategies of the Jefferson movement has been to challenge that in court. There is a concurring opinion by Clarence Thomas in a recent Supreme Court case that kind of opens the door to potentially litigating that issue again, or at least revisiting it. So I think that, as we move towards fairer representation, I think that there are multiple prongs to the attack. I think that that the courts are one route, and I think we need to be looking for legislative solutions as well, including revisiting the size of the legislature. And then the final point I'll just make is that you know, we should be looking at solutions that provide more autonomy to counties and cities and local communities as opposed to,
are
you know,
talking about regional government?
Exactly, which is one-size-fits-all solutions from Sacramento. So I'd be very interested.
Well, the thing first I wanted to get back to you is Reynolds versus Sims never said that California had to adopt the form of government they did it. Actually, several states didn't adopt it. And then in further cases, Wyoming was actually allowed to go back to the federal model where they had one representative senator.
Niobrara County.
Yeah, Niobrara County. So it is able to be done. It's been done in the state house before. And in all reality, Kevin, we're not crazy up here. We don't expect wins. We know the odds that you're up against. We know the kind of fight you're in. What we're looking for is someone who will make the fight, who will rally the people, who will get the movement and drive it home.
That's right. Well, I think that, you know, you should expect wins. We need to find places where we can win, even if it's small victories. And frankly, there are ways that even a single legislator can have an impact, maybe not in achieving, you know, the largest, most sweeping objectives of the State of Jefferson movement or the conservative movement, but in getting some small victories and, as you correctly point out, using the bully pulpit to bring public attention to the issues, to change the, to really change the debate, move public opinion, and eventually get to the point where we can have those larger victories.
Well, let me put it to you this way. We don't have unrealistic expectations, but what we don't want is somebody who's going to stand up and say, well, what do you want me to do? I'm just one guy, and then crawl back to their ranch and watch them install a water meter as they say they can't do anything.
And with that, Kevin, we do need to go to a break, so please hang on, and we'll catch you on the other side. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five-Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five-Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
basically was telling me she could hear me sing. I think I got a future.
I think she's graduated from Padawan to full Jedi.
Hey, Kevin,
this
you there?
This has been going on a long, long time.
Okay, yeah, I got a quick question. First of all, I talked to Rex Heim, who was supposed to have called in already. I talked to him for probably a good solid hour with the conversations. And my question was, which I'll ask you, it's actually going to be two. First question is, what is one guy in the Senate, and knowing that we are in a position to where there isn't really a whole lot we can do, maybe a few little victories, what is it that you think that you can do? When I asked him, I said, you know, the problem is that the Republican Party is ineffectual. We'll get some energy. We'll get guys that are energized, and we can get these guys out there, and boy, they're just, you know, we're going to get more Republicans and blah, 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 blah. What good does that do if you don't have Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution, which is a Republican form of government because of lack of representation and dilution of vote? One, he said, Rex Heim said, that, well, you know, my job is I will be a disruptor. He didn't use the word disruptor. He used a more colorful metaphor. And he basically said that he would go every day and introduce legislation for increased representation and stand out there in front of people on the steps and talk to the press and get people behind him. How did Trump do it?
Be a crap disturber.
That's right.
Yeah.
How did Trump do it, Kevin? Trump didn't do it by saying, well, you know, I'm gonna do a little bit of this, a little bit of that. He stood up there and went to the people. You've got 11 counties that all, every one of them, either by declaration of the Board of Supervisors or declaration of the people, have decided that because of lack of representation and dilution of vote, the state of Jefferson is the only answer in a state split. You're going to represent all those counties if you win. Number one, are you willing to go every day and put forward legislation to get either a state split or more representation, number one, and stand in front of God and everybody and do that? And number two, what would be the difference of you doing that in the assembly as in the Senate?
Sure. So to answer your questions in turn, number one, absolutely. I am not only willing, but, you know, I'm already and I'm looking forward to fighting for better and fairer representation every day. Because, you know, as you've correctly identified, this is an underlying issue at the root of a lot of the problems that we have in this state. And
all
we've talked
it.
About a few different ways to do that, you know, on the program today. And I'm certainly open to working with the Jefferson community and the 11 counties I'll be representing on what the best approach will be and how to be most effectual in using that bully pulpit.
Well,
in terms of, you know, Senate versus Assembly, I think, number one, it is a much more effective bully pulpit for the North State at this point in time. But number two, I'd say that, you know, this election comes at a time of real, you know, peril for the Republican Party in California, not only because our numbers have dipped to historic lows at about a fourth of the overall legislature, but also because there's some impetus on some in our party to really just throw in the towel, merge with the Democrats, surrender to their special interest groups, and give up on the idea of having a viable Republican.
Who would that be?
So,
who would that be,
that's
Kevin?
That's a major reason that I am in this race, to make sure that we do not go down that route, that instead we, you know, seize the opportunity to actually sharpen our contrast with the majority party to demonstrate to the people of this state how badly the state has been doing under the failed policies of one-party Democratic government, and to actually start moving us in the right direction.
Who are you alluding to in that comment?
I don't want to name specific names at this point, but there are certainly some in Sacramento who have adopted that mentality.
Okay, thank you. That's a very good
answer.
That's
a very honest question.
Yeah.
A very honest
answer.
Here's what I have to say about this thing as well, and this is what I'm looking for as a disruptor and a crap disturber, is, you know, the question is, how do you take your country back? Well, you don't take your country back by going down to Sacramento and not shouting from the rooftops that there's a problem. And that's what I'm looking for, is someone who is going to go down there and talk to 10 people every day, 20 people, 30, as many people as they can get their voice out to say that there's a real problem, and map out what the problem is, because that's how we're going to take our country back, is getting public support. And you can't get public support by going down to Sacramento and throwing in the towel. You have to go down there and state the facts. You have to state the solutions to as many people as you can possibly get them out to, and in as many ways. And that's what I'm looking for, and that's what's going to change it.
Robert?
That's, you know, I'm looking for somebody with the testicular fortitude to stand on the floor and say, here's the grievances of my people that I represent. Here's the grievances of my constituents, and
public.
We are not going to comply with you anymore until you fix it. I want somebody with the testicular fortitude to go to paradise and scoop up the ashes of what used to be my friends and neighbors and dump it out on the damn floor and say, here's your fire fee for the year. I want somebody that'll fight. I am so sick and tired of these North State milquetoasts.
And here's the last part to all that. You know, the thing is that what blows me away, and I've talked to Brian Dowley about this, what blows me away is that all we want to do is have you help us, help you, help all of us. That's all we want to do. And you would have an army behind you, whoever wins this election, you'd have an army behind you. Good grief. I mean, in 5 years, we've got 23 declarations in counties, thousands and thousands of people. So really and truly, and then in a minute here, I wonder where Rex Heim is. Where are you, Rex? Hey, buddy, where are you? You know, I'm going to call in at 10:15. Where are you, buddy?
I do have a question because we wanted to address that that was in the chat room. Is the question was, do you own guns?
What's your stance on the Second Amendment,
Kevin?
I think I've got the best record on the Second Amendment of anyone in this race. I have been a devoted supporter of Second Amendment rights against the steady stream of attacks that we see at the state capitol. You know, it is one of the most disturbing things that I've seen. There's been quite a few in my time at the capitol. And remember, I've only been there a couple years. But that you have bill after bill after bill that goes after the rights of law-abiding citizens to exercise their Second Amendment rights. But then at the same time, you have a steady stream of bills that actually lower penalties and decriminalize the use of firearms by criminals. It's exactly backwards, and it is, you know, something that I will continue to fight to the best of my ability.
You know, the real deal, too, is, Kevin, is that they're criminals down there. I mean, let's just state it plainly as it is, because they don't follow the Constitution. They're aiding and abetting illegal immigration. They're trying to take our guns away from us. They're trying to make us put us in – and why do they want to take our guns away from us? Because that puts us in a position that we have no way of defending ourselves from this out of control, overreaching government. And, you know, that's but they're going to push a little too hard here pretty soon, and we're trying to avoid that. But rest assured, there's a whole lot of people that have had about enough of this crap and are willing to stand up and maybe, do whatever we need to do. But with that said, you know, that's what we're looking for, somebody who's going to fight for us.
I have a very, very quick question. Our representatives, the Democratic representatives, many of them are openly, blatantly, and unrepentantly admitting to the fact that they are communists.
Yeah.
Now, my question to you is, communism an ideology that can exist under the Constitution, are these people seditious and enemies of the state?
Well, I mean, look, it has been quite jarring to see what used to be a sort of consensus American view that socialism is antithetical to what our, you know, Republican or form of government is all about. And now suddenly it's in vogue. You know, it's the direction which the Democratic Party is going and is openly embraced by some folks in that party. And I will tell you this, that I don't think that that is where ordinary citizens, even in a blue state like California, are in terms of what they want to see from their government, especially when you actually explain what socialism is and what the policies entails and the massive tragedies that have resulted from this ideology in the last century. So, you know, I think that's one of the reasons why, despite the, you know, the dire straits that we're in right now as a party in California, that with the right leadership, we have an opportunity to bring this state back and to actually, you know, have more common sense at the Capitol.
You clearly understand the end game that we're fighting.
Of course. Absolutely.
And with that, we need to go to a break. And
yeah, Kevin, thank you, buddy, for everything. And
we look forward to seeing you on March
the 4th at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
We're still waiting to hear from Rex Heim, who assured me he was going to call in. It's a little discouraging, frankly, Rex, if you're out there, only because of the fact that the conversation, you were going to be our champion here, or at least
made Representative Dowley.
Yeah, Where are you?
Well, yeah.
Well, Dally, I talked to. Yeah, he's, you know.
Well, maybe he's back at the ranch watching.
Anyway, you and Theodore, stand up guys for calling in.
We appreciate you coming on, and we look forward to seeing you on March 4th. And then you listen to.
I look forward to it as well, yes.
Okay, thanks again. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
February 22, 1982, Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy: to be able to have the choices available for a completely healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
This Christmas, give the gift of down-home comfort food and treat yourself as well. Buy $25 in gift cards from Black Bear Diner and get $5 in Bear Bucks for your own post-holiday meal. Gift cards are the perfect gift. What better way to send your love than a cozy home-style experience? Stop by Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive. Open Christmas and New Year's. Don't forget, you can enjoy your favorite comfort food at home. Order online at blackbeardiner.com, pick up, or have it delivered.
Black Bear Diner.
Cybermind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. Check the chat room. Just, yeah, you're right, Jimmy.
What'd Jimmy say?
REO.
Yeah.
We've got a little contest going here. He's winning today.
Testicular fortitude. What a great term, Red.
There you
go. We should put that in the Constitution.
Yes.
Testicular fortitude.
It should be a requirement along with passing an eighth grade constitution test.
Talking about.
Now you're well, asking a lot of them.
If you're in Brooklyn, it's cojones. You got cojones.
And with Ben Franklin, it was stones.
Yeah.
But testicular fortitude. Hey,
I think that's gender specific, and you need to make it gender neutral. This is me. I'm being facetious, by the way.
I know you are, but I mean, yeah. That is perfect. You know, and talking about testicular fortitude, you know, it's sort of like, you know, we did talk to Brian Daly. We did talk to Rex Line. You know, Rex was going to call in. He was all going, oh, you know, we haven't heard from you yet, Rex. Haven't heard from you, Brian. You know, here's the deal. I get tired of excuses. I'm going to bring up one thing very quickly, and Red can attest to this because it's something we actually went through. Placer County, when they first had their very first town hall, which 400 people attended, Mark Baird was coming. Mark Baird had been by the bedside of his dying brother and had not slept for 34 hours and still flew in to that event because he said he'd be there. Now, I don't think that this is probably rising to that level, but you know, to me, it just goes to be more of the same. We've had people get elected saying they'll do stuff, and they don't. People saying they're going to do this, and they don't. So, Theodore, hats off to you, sir.
Absolutely.
Hats off to you. You made the call in. Hats off to you. Looking forward to seeing you on March 4th. Kevin Kiley, hats off to you, sir. Calling in. Hats off to you. We'll see you March 4th.
Because this is not exactly an easy forum to call into.
You think?
You know.
But, you know, if you're only one guy, you know, out of all these different guys.
Well, here's the thing.
Just feel sorry for me. So
we consistently hear that we need more representation. We need more Republicans. We need more conservatives.
All the time.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Why was Donald Trump so successful when he ran? Because he's a fighter, because he rally people and get them behind him, because he could get the people out of their seats and to the voting booths to fight.
It's not about being courtesy, you know, showing courtesy. It's about
Get up there and do the dance with the politicians, the typical politician dance. He was different.
He was real.
He was real. And that's where I'm coming from, is you hear these people make all these promises and stuff, and they get up there and they do the same dance over and over again. Prove to us that you're not going to be that.
They hope and they hide quietly during their term and wait for the seat to come around and hope that they can get bumped up the ladder on name recognition.
Yeah.
And they're milquetoast.
I'm sick of it. I got an open invitation here to Silky Pfluger.
Pfluger.
Call in, Pfluger.
The Pflugerman.
Oh, and I guess with that, we do have a caller on the line. We've got Rex Heim has called in. Good morning, Rex. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you today?
We're doing good. We're glad that you finally made the call in so that we could get some of your perspective on what's going on.
Well, fresh out of the Republican convention, they just finished voting for the new chairman.
Who is it?
It is Jessica Patterson.
Oh, boy.
That, first vote, she got 54%. Frank and Travis Allen got the remaining 44%.
Okay, well, so do you know who came in second?
Travis Allen came in second.
Well, that's...
That's going to change a lot of dynamics here. So you and I have had some conversations. This is Terry. You and I have had conversations.
Yes, sir.
And there's four of us here. So there's Red, Mark, and Linda. And, you know, we had conversations about this, and really as a senator, you know, especially at this point, especially with the new Republican chair, that is just, that couldn't be worse in a lot of people's minds. You know, but when you look at all that and you're looking at a situation where what can a senator do, and you had told me that basically what you would do is stand on the steps every day and introduce legislation every day to get us more representation. Do you hold to that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You have to put it across what is known as the desk. So though I might be talking about it on the steps, it has to be done inside the building to get that bill there.
Well, yeah, and that's right, and that's exactly right. And you're the first person that I heard that from, and I was very encouraged. I'm glad you called in. You restored my faith. I think the thing that's very important about that is that what Donald Trump did is reached out to the people. I mean, you know, he was really nice to Ted Cruz. What do you call him, Lion Ted?
Crooked
Hillary. You know, the thing is that you have got, if somebody will stand up and champion, you have got literally a million people behind you, and no one will do that. That's because I think that politics as usual is what the Assembly and the Senate want. What say you?
Politics as usual is what's destroying California. And one of the reasons I'm running is that I'm not in favor of politics as usual. I happen to be a person who believes we need to stir the pot a whole lot more.
And that was, and we, I appreciate the colorful metaphor you used about that the other day too.
It's what we need. We need, we need a stick and a widget. We need something, you know, we need the squeaky wheel. We need the message to be getting out there, and it needs to be over and over and over.
Constant,
right, and in public. I mean, that's the problem with these politicians. You know, you get them behind closed doors. Oh, I'm afraid for, you know, I love the state of Jefferson. You get them out in front of a big crowd, and then they don't even want to talk about it. So that's part of what we're saying is we want somebody who's going to get out there and start yelling from the rooftops, even if it's just for our own benefit. We want somebody who's on our team, and that's you know. So how do we take the country back? Well, we don't go quietly into the night with it. You know, we've got to be as vocal on every means and every communication level that we possibly can. Social media, take your pick, but that's what we're looking for, Rex. And do you support the state of Jefferson? And do you support trying to put criminal charges against some of these people for sanctuary states? And you know, they're not following the law up there. This is a communist takeover, a subversive communist takeover. And I mean, in my opinion, there's no denying that. So what say you?
So here's what I say: the forces of darkness for way too long have been able to get away with it, and the fact that I'm not a career politician. I'm not someone who's worried about the next race. This is not a resume builder for me. So I have the ability to say things, to stir the pot, to do the kind of stuff that we need to try to move these folks back. And I got to tell you, part of the problem that we have with Republicans now is that too many of them have been captured by what is known as the Stockholm Syndrome. And you know what that is. I don't need to explain it. And if you don't, if you're captured by the Stockholm Syndrome, you might vote right, but you never do anything to make it different. And so back to your specific questions, I happen to think that people in California ought to be able to vote on the state of Jefferson, number one. Number two, I happen to think that we need to address, and I know Terry is a huge fan of this whole issue, and that is, let's go back and start talking about representation. There is no real representation in California any longer. And number three, we need to be articulating in every single corner we can, as you articulated, social media, newspapers, on the TV, on the radio. We need to be talking about the issues that we're not talking about now. The legislature currently, the leadership and the Democrats in particular, talk about, well, we're the fifth largest economy in the world, and isn't that great? Yeah, that's great. 20% of our people live in poverty, number one. Number two, if the Silicon Valley ever tanked up, this entire state's economy would tank up. Because the only reason we're the fifth largest economy in the world is because of that right now. Number three, they continue to address the water issue in a negative manner. The state is looking at breaking up PG&E because why? They would love to have the State Water Resources Control Board take over all the dams and control all the water sources in Northern California. And we can't let that happen. So those are just a couple of the issues.
Wow. And I just want anybody out there that if they don't know what Stockholm Syndrome is, the definition is a condition that causes hostages to develop a psychological alliance with their captors as a survival strategy during captivity. These feelings result from a bond formed between captor and captives during the intimate time spent together and are generally considered irrational in the light of the danger and the risk endured by the victims. And I think that really says what we've got going here. I mean, I think that's hitting it spot on the head. But we do have to go to a break here.
I do believe, yeah, we do. If you want to call in, have a question or comment, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North.
And Rex, can you hang on through the break?
Sure.
Great.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff
for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call him at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Vintage Public House in downtown Reading invites you in to experience their newly remodeled restaurant, now featuring your favorite classic cocktails, Sunday brunch, and more. Have brunch with Vintage and enjoy entrees like chicken and waffles with house-made rum syrup, sweet corn cakes, eggs benedict with crispy pancetta, a mimosa bar with a variety of juices and fresh fruit, and Bloody Marys. Every Sunday from 10 to 2. From appetizers to entrees, lunch, dinner, and now brunch. Vintage Public House. For more information, follow on Facebook or check out their website, VintageReading.com. Located at the corner of Market and Sacramento, across from the Cascade Theater.
This is Tracy Edwards. Join the Reading Rancheria for its 2019 Black and White Year to Remember. Saturday, March 2nd at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets include dinner, awards presentations, and silent auction. Celebrate the 51 organizations who we were able to help in 2018. One organization receiving an additional gift of $10,000. All proceeds from this event benefit the Reading Rancheria Community Fund. So come experience the Reading Rancheria Black and White Year to Remember. Saturday, March 2nd at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Call Maria Orozco at 242-4516 for info or tickets.
Spend my days with a woman unkind, smoke my stuff and drink all my wine. Made up my mind to make a new start, going to California with an aching in my heart. Someone told me there's a girl out there with love in her eyes and flowers in her hair.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media Community Radio for the North State. We're here with Rex Heim, who's running for state senator. And the open seat from Ted who?
Who
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Now, that'd be the guy that felt that he had to show up with a police escort every time he came up to see his constituents.
I've been living in the North State for, I was born in Wairika. I seen him once in a parade from a distance. Mm-hmm. I didn't even recognize him because I go, who's that?
Well, I was in an event, and you know, one of our representatives was there, and Ted Gaines showed up, and we knew it was Ted Gaines because he showed up with the chief of police, the sheriff, and like six CHP in tow because he had to have an escort to come see his own people.
What was it, a growers convention or something?
I don't know what he was doing.
Anyway, so go ahead.
Can you give us a 1 minute real quick, Rex? Because we've got some other housekeeping we've got to do, and again, we appreciate you coming on a lot. As Red says, I hope that everything you're saying, you're planning on doing, because it is showing, as Red says,
we need a scrapper.
Yeah, testicular fortitude.
We need a scrapper.
So you have a minute here, buddy. What you got?
Let me tell you in a minute what who I am and what I'm about. Just, you know, born in California, went to school at Davis, worked for Ronald Reagan when he was governor. I've been very active in Republican politics for the past. Was appointed by Governor Reagan because I didn't want to go to D.C. when he became president to serve on the Tahoe Regional Planning Agency and fight for private property rights. Last 30 years plus, I have served as both. I was in the military, served both in the Army Reserve and in the California National Guard, retired as a major, military police, and then had the opportunity to work at, for an association and ran the association that all it does is fight against property taxes and particularly Prop 13 attacks and defends property, private property rights. And married, have two kids, one boy named Rex, one boy named Reagan, surprise, and live in Loomis, had the endorsement of folks like Dan Lundgren, the former Attorney General of California. I'm very honored to have Pete Wilson, the former Governor of California, to chair my campaign. And both he and my campaign manager are Marines, because as an Army guy, I know you want the Marines in the front and you come up behind. And I am absolutely a strapper, and everybody will tell you that.
Hey, listen,
I really appreciate
this. Listen,
we have a caller on the line, and he may want to ask you a question.
Okay.
Mark, are you there, Kemosabe?
Hey, listen,
Mark, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, do you have a question for Rex? Is that?
Yeah, I do. We have in Siskiyou County and in most of the North State, and as you've already mentioned, we have a state that will stop at nothing to gain control of every drop of water, every conduit, every use in order to save the environment, get money, get power, get control. And I just want to let you know, we, in the end, this is going to a place where we will fight to protect our property.
Right.
We will fight. And what we want is someone who will fight for that, particularly the Klamath Dam issue in this county. What can you do? Where are you going to go with this where we can get some traction?
Well, as you all recall, Mark Twain said, whiskey's for drinking, water's for fighting. And the fact that the state has a regulation now that wants us all to live on 55 gallons of water a day, which is total crap, pardon my French, and that's what the third world country lives on. And we cannot allow the state of California to control our water. And we can do a number of things. Quite candidly, thank God we have President Trump back there, because we can reach out to him for assistance in some of these issues. We've got to fight to make sure those dams don't get torn down further north. And we have to make sure that the state does not expand its influence and reach into our water resources in Northern California.
All right, sir. Well, that's great. We will see you then on March the 4th, on Monday night at 6 o'clock. And thanks for calling in. Kemosabe, you still there?
No.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks, Rex.
Thanks, Rex. Right. I think Mark's off the line.
Mark's off. Well, yeah. Where is Brian Dowling?
Started to ring. You never know. Okay. But it went away.
Well, maybe he's got some guy from Compton. He's out showing him what a tree looks like, because that'll change things.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, you know, you're going to be on. Well, you know, it's kind of like, well, maybe he just thinks he's going to win.
I don't know. I'm not voting for somebody who just wants me to feel sorry for him because he's only one guy in the legislature. That's my deal. Okay, I mean, the real deal is if you're not going down there with a serious attitude about a serious problem and that's turning into a more serious problem and a serious fight is coming if we don't start doing something about this, besides going, oh, I'm only one guy, I can't do anything.
He's reaching across the aisle.
I'm going to reach across the aisle, and yeah, I want to work with the Democrats. No, I don't want to work with the Democrats.
Now, and here's another thing that's coming, is you have our governor that is threatening to unleash the National Guard and come and occupy Northern California. And regardless of your attitude about marijuana one way or the other, for them to come up here and occupy us with a military force under whatever premise is a practice for whatever else is coming.
You need to really wake up out of you. Wake up, folks.
He's literally going to send troops here. We are an occupied people.
Well, that'll be right up Kamala Harris's alley because she's a former... she's a descendant of slave traders.
Is she? Could you elaborate a little
bit? Yeah, actually, I posted it on my website. It's a fact. I've got several articles on it. Senator Kamala Harris supports reparations for slavery, right? But her Jamaican ancestors were plantation slave owners, and I posted it. It's fact. There's, her father even admits it. Wow. So it's kind of like, you know, that's who we're...
How can they run for office? I'm sorry.
Well, she wants to be the next president.
She can't.
Wow. Oh, I'm just saying, yeah.
It doesn't matter. You know, they don't follow that crap anymore anyway. I mean, what's the Constitution to them? Nothing. I mean, you know, if you followed the natural citizenship rule in the Constitution to become the president, we would have never elected a Barack Obama. I know.
We got a caller. We've got Terry on the line. Terry.
Hi.
Hi. We're doing good.
This is kind of a tag along from even the Jefferson State of Mind show when Mark was talking about, you know, people have to get off their you-know-whats and get out there and vote. The news I just heard from Rex regarding who was chosen as our state party chairman is a major disappointment. And one of the things I've noticed, I've been doing some research with all the Republican Central Committees in the state. Obviously, we are nonpartisan, but, you know, Republicans are the ones that are fighting the socialist Democrats, et cetera, et cetera. And to my big surprise and major disappointment, again, what are we as individuals going to do about it?
Well, that's the whole key.
Our legislators out there hanging.
Yeah.
But some people have got to start joining your central committees. We have inactive central committees, Republicans, as well as some that are ready to go under. Now, in my county, I'm on the central committee. We have 26 members. And just
you got 2 minutes, Terry.
Because we didn't endorse people, both of them lost.
Right. Well, here's the thing. There are people trying. We're trying to get people on the Republican Central Committee. We finally did. The problem is that you may have a blue-haired little old lady who stands there.
Oh, no, I know.
You've
got to fight it.
Well, I know.
And we've done the same thing here.
Right.
But people are too complacent, and we just are sitting there letting our oxes being gored.
Well, I think the thing is that we're all putting too much into these candidates. We're not getting out there and doing it. When you say the Republican Party, I think you mean the constitutional Americans that live in Northern California. I think that's what you mean.
Right.
The point is that the Republican Party is that shows who we have. We've got Brian Daly up here. His idea is to reach across the aisle Democrats.
I know, but again, and even locally, your central committees can take positions not only on what your county board's doing, but the legislator, and we've done that before.
Shasta County has.
We've got them to pull support for tax bills.
Right, Shasta County.
This is what has to happen, whether it's Jefferson or it's that conservative base that's got to be out there.
I agree, and you're absolutely correct in everything you said. The thing is that there are Republican Central Committees who will not support local stuff. Believe me, Garrett has been here. We've had people in Plumas. They just won't. But other counties won't do. They won't do it.
The problem. The chipping away process.
Well, your problem is like here. You've got a committee.
You guys are running out of time. I'm watching this clock here. But again, this has got to be the message over this next.
And you're right. I mean, everything you're saying is right.
To challenge that state party.
Right. Everything you're saying is right, my dear. You're right about it. The thing is that I want you to understand that people are trying to do that. That people in the counties are trying to do that. And the obstacles we run into is that the rhinos won't let us. What's that?
It's got to be more.
Well, it's got to be more because it's the people who have to just take it over.
Get rid of the blue-haired dinosaurs that haven't had a heartbeat since Goldwater.
Yeah, well.
That's a good one. That can go right along
the
testicular cortex.
We're down to 1 minute.
1 minute.
Sorry. Oh, thanks for calling, Terry.
Thanks, Terry. We love you. Thank you.
Thank you, Terry.
All right. So,
talk to you soon.
We're just about out of time here. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio. We'll be back again next week, next Sunday, 10 to noon. And
don't forget.
Don't forget what?
Time has come for 51.
Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. It is force like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, where we put principles above parties, liberty over security, truth over lies, and build the wall.
Build the wall!
Well, this has been KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Working with my hands. Oh, believe.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.